Welcome to Cascade Connects, a podcast focusing on the people and events in the Cascade Collegiate Conference. Here is your host, CCC Commissioner Robert Cashel.
Welcome to this edition of Cascade Connects. I'm your host, Commissioner Robert Cashel, and extremely excited to welcome our guest today, Lewis Clark State President Dr. Cynthia Pemberton. Dr. Pemberton, thank you for joining the podcast.
You are most welcome.
Well, Dr. Pemberton, as you're starting a new term up at LC mm-hmm. State spring term, I'm sure really getting after it after the holiday and fun to see all the students and student athletes returning to campus.
Absolutely. We're very excited. Enrollment is strong and even up a little bit. We have sporting events going. Of course, there's basketball playing and baseball is getting teed up. Tennis and golf will soon be off and running again, so along with track and field. So it's an exciting time, you bet.
Dr. Pemberton, you've been the president at LC since 2018.
Correct.
So going on, finishing up a seventh year at LC. You have a great history in athletics yourself as a competitor, as a coach. Can you talk a little bit about your experience in those roles and how that translates into being a president and overseeing athletics?
Well, I think in particular, one of the things that I would say is that it's really connected to, number one, my belief in the importance of the role of athletics in higher education or in the higher education experience for student athletes, and in particular, the role and the place and the high value of NAI athletics. And I say that because I've been a student athlete at the NAIA level, as well as, interestingly enough, what used to be called the AIAW and the NCAA Division III. So I actually competed as a student athlete in three different affiliations in my 4 years of competition. And then, of course, I have coached at the NAIA level, the Division III level, the Division I level, and then been an athletic administrator for over a decade at the NAIA level. So I think for me, having that background, that experience, it makes a really positive difference in terms of sort of like that Jerry Maguire movie, You Have Me at Hello. Nobody has to convince me that this is important and valuable, because I know it is. I've lived that it's important and valuable to have the small school NAI type student athlete experience. And it absolutely facilitates my ability to look holistically at the institution and my leadership now, and really value and appreciate the important role that school sport plays, not only to the individual athletes and to the school, but to the communities that these institutions reside in.
Yeah, speaking of your student athlete experience when you were competing, that has to translate really well as you're speaking with your faculty members and community members on yes, we can do it well. We can do it well academically, and we can be good citizens as well as have champions on the fields and in on the court.
Well, exactly. I mean, and it's also, although I think sometimes people get annoyed with it, because I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure you can do that. I'm pretty sure you can be a successful student athlete and graduate in 4 years, and certainly in 5 years. I'm pretty sure we can navigate and manage these things because I've lived them. I've done them. And I think that is important. And it also allows me to speak with some authenticity when I'm talking, not only to our own campus community, but to donors and to alumni and to friends of the institution, and even more broadly, friends of our conference, to think about what is the value add and the difference it makes. I mean, I've had an extraordinary life experience, and I know it started because I was a student athlete at a relatively small institution.
And you did it to a high level, two-time Fulbright Award winner.
Mm-hmm.
So you've done it at a high academic level. You have your master's degree, you have your doctorate, you've done mm-hmm. all of these things. So you certainly can speak intelligently and from a broad perspective of experience to coaches, athletic administrators, faculty, et cetera. What a great advocate.
Well, and I think one of the things that has happened is, I think my experience as a student athlete, it really helped me translate into academics. Like, for example, the Fulbright experience. That's like the Academic Olympics. It's really a very, very prestigious opportunity. And I had individuals saying, "Oh, well, you're in education. I don't know if you'll get that opportunity." I'm like, "I'm pretty sure I'm going to try." And you try. And if you don't succeed, you try again. And that's really what we learn through sports. You train and you try. And maybe you get there the first time, maybe you get there the second, third, or fourth time. So I think that those kind of life skills and those values, they played into how tenaciously I pursued my academic goals.
So when you think of LC State, when most people think of LC State and they think of athletics, kind of the crown jewel has been and to a certain degree remains the baseball program. You guys just signed another extension to host the World Series for another 3 years. And tell me a little bit about the enthusiasm and excitement that your campus has in being, again, the home for NAI World Series baseball.
Well, it's part of just the whole fabric, not only of this institution, but this community. I mean, it's in the DNA of this place at this point in time. And it's a huge lift. I mean, it's gigantic. We run about 500 volunteers to be able to operate that week-long event and host it. And that's volunteers, obviously, from the campus community, students, faculty, staff, but also the broader community. So folks really see it as a value add. They see it as a highlight. It's an exciting time. I mean, it's interesting. When I interviewed for this job, there's a series of interviews that happen when you try for a presidency. First, there's the paper stuff, and you apply, and the letter and the resume, and that's reviewed. And then maybe there's a phone interview, and then there's what's called typically an airport interview, or now it would be a Zoom interview where you're with a group of individuals on the hiring committee. And then you have a campus interview that's multi-days. And then here we have for then the final piece, it was to then come back again and interview with the State Board of Education. Well, during that final interview, one of the questions I was asked was, "How big of a baseball fan am I?" And my answer was, "Not as big as I'm gonna be." So it's really part of everything we have here. And when you know the student athletes and you know their stories, it's fun to watch them. It's fun to watch them achieve and succeed. And at LC, we don't have big maintenance crews. I mean, our coaches and student athletes maintain that amazing field. I mean, they roll up their sleeves and get the job done. So everybody is part of making it happen.
Well, speaking of the field, it's historic Harris Field. It is a beautiful setting for not just the World Series, but for a doubleheader on a Friday and a Saturday. Tell me a little bit about Harris Field and all of the renovations that have happened, certainly under your watch, but even prior to that. You guys have done some amazing stuff there.
We've done some really good work with the field. We really have. I would say most of it actually has transpired over about a decade of time, so preceded me in many ways. Everything from the video board, which is a partnership with P1FCU, credit union, to the new fencing that went in about a year ago. We got new fencing all along the perimeter. We've also had everything from all kinds of leveling and sand and drainage and grounds thing that have to go on, as well as infield padding along the side. So one of the things that we do is each year, we try to create or add to a savings pot to be able to then continue to upgrade the field so that every year we're really putting forward some value add to the experience of being able to play on that facility. And we're proud of that. And we're always looking to the future. In fact, I was just visiting with our athletic director yesterday, and we were talking about what's some next step ideas. And one of the things we need to do is maybe add to our perimeter fencing some safety padding. So that might be a next priority to begin to move forward. And the ability to consistently host the World Series and to know that it's going to be part of this community, that helps us be able to have conversations about long-term investments with our community partners and our friends of LC and friends of baseball to help us fund making those things happen so we continue to have a high-quality facility and a high-quality experience. We also use that facility for American Legion Baseball. So the entire region benefits from that facility throughout the late spring and into the summer and early fall months.
Well, it certainly is a great regional facility and a great partnership that you have with the city of Lewiston and really your whole area there. Not unlike your new, I call it new because I remember the days when the Warrior Gymnasium was the old, small, barely could move, shoulder to shoulder facility. Your athletic facility is one of the best in the country.
It's fabulous. And in fact, we just this last week celebrated the 20-year anniversary of that facility's opening. And Marilyn Stonebreaker, who was really the person that chaired the fundraising task force to be able to build that facility, was able to speak during our halftime event at the women's basketball game. And it's interesting because clear back then, 20 years ago, even though we did have support from the state and from other entities to build the facility, we had an obligation to come up with $5 million that we had to fundraise. And Marilyn told the story about not that that was our community and our college obligation to being able to get it built and to have the state support. And she was sharing that it was a series of small supports and donations. Like the biggest donation for that 5 million, she said, was about 150,000. Most of the donations and supports were in the $10,000-$20,000 range. So that really shows you how many different pieces all came together in terms of believing in the importance of this facility for the community. And even now, even with the new Lewiston High School that just became operational about a year ago, our P1FCU Activity Center is the largest premier facility in our region still. And we host both the Lewiston High School and the Clarkston High School commencement ceremonies because their facilities, even the new one, are not big enough to do it. And so we are proud to be able to, again, offer that facility not just to the benefit of LC State, but to our regional high schools and community members.
Well, it's so important for any college president, and in particular in a smaller community, rural community, to have great town and gown relationships. And you can tell from your enthusiasm about it that you're authentic about those relationships.
Yeah, they're really important. They're really important. I mean, it's absolutely if LC hiccups, the community hiccups. I mean, those things are they're deeply intertwined and really important. And this community believes in this institution, and they believe in small school athletics. And I think that that's important. Like when we moved conferences to join the Cascade Conference, that was a big decision that really involved conversations over multiple years and did involve input from our community stakeholders. And the Friends of LC, and we could not be more pleased to be part of what we think is the premier conference in the NAIA.
Well, we're thrilled that LC State is a proud member in the conference, and we're super excited about everything that has been brought to us. Want to shift gears a little bit and talk about your leadership role in the conference and in the NAIA. You recently became the chair of our Council of Presidents for our conference. So I want to talk about that, as well as you serve on the NAIA Executive Board and are on the Council of Presidents for the NAIA as well. So we work really closely together now since you're the chair of the conference. Talk a little bit about your role in that area and how you view that leadership role.
Well, I think it's really about being a communicator and a facilitator and making sure that the membership across the conference feels connected and informed, and they feel empowered with that information to be able to help advance not only their own institutions within the conference, but the whole, the conference as a whole, to move it forward. And so I think the big piece of the leadership motive for me is to serve, to be able to give back to what I really believe in and support, and then make sure that my colleagues in their leadership roles feel like they can do the job they need to do on behalf of their schools and their school sports to the benefit of everybody. So I really see it as one of service, communication, support, and making sure that we're all strong together in that way.
part of that goes hand in hand with your leadership role nationally as well. You serve on the NAIA Council of Presidents, and you now are also on the executive board of the NAIA Council of Presidents, which brings a whole other level of service and really that communication that you're talking about. Tell me a little bit about the things that you guys deal with in terms of your executive committee, and what are some of the top things that the NAI is working on right now?
Well, I think one of the things that I think is really been informational for me and really kind of helped me get a perspective to how I can offer service and support in that role as well, is you're really operating at that 30,000 foot level. You're up higher. Sure, the nuts and bolts and the operational things of the day to day are pieces of the puzzle, but we're looking overall at the health of the organization, of how will the organization move forward? Is the organization's leadership ensuring that it's stable, ensuring that the ability for the members of the organization to continue to feel connected and supported, moving that forward? And one of the big initiatives that the NAI has been engaging in over the last year is really to emphasize brand awareness and to reignite that kind of energy around what it means to be in NAI athletics and how the role that plays nationally across all of our institutions. And so there's a big effort on brand awareness. There's really an effort with a third-party contract to then be able to have some marketing promotions guidance, expert guidance to assist us and move forward. And then we'll be looking at ways that we can not only disseminate information to the member institutions so that they can be brand advocates, but also tell the story of the incredible return on athletics that is NAI athletics. I mean, there's actually data-based analyses that the central office, NAI office, is able to do now to show current members as well as institutions that might be considering becoming members of the NAI, what is the return on athletics associated with membership in the NAI from the standpoint of everything from operations and scholarships to travel schedules, et cetera. So we're really able to take a data-informed way to look at the membership health nationally and then to be advocates for growing that membership and sharing that story broadly. It's a really exciting time to be in the NAI. I mean, we really do things the right way in the NAI. And I think that that's a powerful message and that it's a positive message because it's a student athlete model. And those values are embedded in everything that we do, from the decisions we make to the considerations to the policies that are brought forward. It's all about what's best for the student athlete and the student athlete experience.
I want to also talk a little bit about some of your other programs, which you have a wide array of mm-hmm. athletic programs on your campus, which are top notch. Not all of them compete in the Cascade. You have a tennis program that competes in a different conference as an associate member. But basketball has been highly competitive the last several years in our league and prior to coming to the Cascade. Volleyball, cross country, golf. I think of Mike Collins, longtime coach there. You've had stability in many of your coaching positions. Tell me a little bit about some of your other programs and I don't want to just focus on baseball, but talk a little bit about some of your other athletic programs and the vision for those.
Well, I think overall there is a shared expectation of aspiration that we will be excellent across the board. Sure, baseball is the headliner that people know us for, but it is undeniable that our basketball teams are outstanding. Our volleyball team is up and coming. We've had national champions pretty much every year that I've been here in track and field. So we constantly are achieving. Our tennis program is strong. Our golf program premiered at Nationals last year and was outstanding. So there is not a venue that we engage in where there isn't an aspirational expectation of excellence. And so that's really a shared part of the culture. And the student athletes, they mutually respect. You go to an event at one of our venues and you'll see members of all the other teams there watching and supporting and excited about supporting each other as well as the campus community and the broader community. The other things that I'm really excited about is that we have added both dance and now cheer as
Sweet.
competitive sports. And I'm hoping that the conference is going to get excited and get on board with moving those to a sport level, but certainly the NAIA recognizes them. And for us, one of the things at LC State, we have great facilities, but we're landlocked. So the facilities we have, basically, we don't have a lot of room to expand into new arenas. So what can we do to continue to build the excellence opportunities for student athletes within the parameters of what we have accessible? And dance and cheer fit that bill. In fact, just this last weekend, I was at Lewiston High School and they had this big regional dance cheer competition with everything from the little kids up through the high school kids. And our dance team did their competition performance as sort of a preview of what they'll be bringing forward. They leave it a couple of weeks to go to a competition in Montana, I think it is. And they'll go and compete at the equivalent of a meet to perform and premiered that at this community event. And I'm telling you, that gym was packed. Dance and cheer are very popular in this region, very well attended, and we couldn't be more excited about our new coach and our new programs and the expanding opportunities.
Yeah, being creative with what you can add, value-added program, right, within the confines of what you have is really takes good data and takes good decision making. So, good luck to your newest programs as they embark on their championship season and being involved in the NAIA. I also want to talk a little bit about your leadership team. Ronnie Palmer is your new athletic director, has been on board for, you know, 5, 6, 7 months now. Brooke Hines, who was your athletic director, longtime employee of LC State, was a student athlete there, left the position to spend time with her family, high school aged kids, and needing to follow them around. But talk a little bit about Ronnie's transition to your leadership team and kind of how everything's going with really a monumental change because Brooke had been there for a long time.
It is a huge change. In fact, I was just visiting earlier this week. I had a meeting with Gary Piconi, who was the athletic director before Brooke, who really mentored her into her position. And it's tough. It's tough on the community. We all miss Brooke. She was wonderful and amazing and a cherished part of the legacy of LC State athletics. And she will always be that. But you got to be respectful when people make choices. And we could not be more pleased with Ronnie Palmer joining us. He brings us over 2 decades of athletic experience. He's been in departments that are bigger than ours at NCAA Division II levels, as well as junior college levels. So he brings a breadth of experience to us. He has a strong baseball background. That's an asset for LC State. That's important. So I couldn't be more thrilled with bringing him on board. I think he's calm. He's clear, he's authentic, and he knows what he's talking about. And I think over time, we'll really be able to help move us forward and bring some of that view from the outside. Sometimes you get so insular inside yourself that you're not really always looking at yourself the way that others might see you. So I think he's going to help bring us some perspectives that may allow us some new ways to grow and expand. And then he's supported. We have Ray Pedrina, who just joined us as an assistant athletic director. He was an outstanding baseball player. I believe he was part of 3 years of baseball championship titles while he played here. And he just joined our staff. And then, of course, Alicia Alexander, who is nothing short of being a superstar. She's also served as our sports information director and our senior woman leader. And she is a rising star without a doubt. She's enthusiastic, she's capable, she's smart, she's hardworking. And I think we've got a really, really powerful team that will be able to help us move athletics forward.
Yeah, meeting Ronnie this last fall and my interactions with him so far have been great. I think you're right. I think he's going to be great for LC, outstanding for the conference and the NAIA. Alicia is nothing short of a rock star. and just tremendous in everything she does. Anxious to meet Ray and meet him. So that'll be great. Well, Dr. Pemberton, this has been a great opportunity to get to know a little bit more about you, your vision for LC State Athletics. And I can tell you that every time I've been on your campus and at an athletic event, I can easily find you because you're at as many of them as you can possibly get to.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate you taking the time today. And on behalf of myself and our director, Courtney Blummer, this has been the latest edition of Cascade Connects.
Thank you so much.
On behalf of Director Courtney Blummer and host Robert Cashel, thanks for tuning in to Cascade Connects, the official podcast to the Cascade Collegiate Conference, 15 championships, and over 3,000 student athletes. This is the CCC.